Contracts, salary caps. Why do our favorite teams make some of the moves they do? It's usually the money. It's time for the Business of Sports with Andrew Brandt.
Welcome back, boys and girls, to another edition of the Business of Sports with Andrew Brandt. I'm Andrew Brandt. I'm going to riff today about this Business of Sports milestone that just happened in the world of the NFL. Matthew Stafford, you may have heard of him, quarterback for the Detroit Lions since 2009. Well, he has become a standard bearer in the NFL, and it's all about the business. He's a big winner in the business of football. We're going to look at that. We'll get into that contract, what it means for other quarterbacks, what it means in sports, period, all coming up on the Business of Sports, sponsored by DraftKings. Here it is, guys. You've been waiting since February 6th. Football season is now here. There's no better way to get closer to the game than DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy. Listen, it's hosting a $100,000 contest that is totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's B, billion. Lots of ways to play. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. So let's get going. DraftKings.com. You can get there now. Use promo code Brandt, all caps, my name, B-R-A-N-D-T. Play in DraftKings for free, a week one contest with $100,000 in total prizes. If you draft the perfect, I say perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. Again, promo code Brandt, B-R-A-N-D-T. Play for your shot at $1 billion week one. It's totally free. And why wouldn't you? DraftKings, the game inside the game. That's what I talk about. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Let's get into this Matthew Stafford contract. News came out this week. Matthew Stafford, $135 million on a five-year extension. The big APY, average per year, that's being broadcast there. Of course, you go for the big number, $27 million, setting a new standard for quarterbacks. Of course, the real money, you got to factor in the $16.5 million that was already scheduled. So it comes out to $151.5 over 6 years, about $25.5 average. Not exactly the $27 million, but hey, I've been there. I've been on the team side. You make it as look as good as they want for the media. The media jumps on the big number, as with Derek Carr, $25 million, with Matthew Stafford, $27 million, and you've got the story. Matthew Stafford is a bonus baby. He's one of the lucky ones. He's lucky to be born when he was. He's one of the most fortunate earners in the history of sports. He was the second to last bonus baby before the new CBA really reined in these top rookie contracts. The last one was Sam Bradford. I've talked about him a lot. I'll talk about him some more as he's in negotiations with the Minnesota Vikings about an extension there. Fortuitous for him, the unfortunate circumstances of prior quarterback Teddy Bridgewater with the Vikings. Anyway, Stafford gets the huge, huge rookie contract, leverages that in the latter years because, listen, these rookie contracts not only had all this money up front and all this early guaranteed money, but later with all the escalators and the exploding escalators, you don't even want to know what these contracts were like. By the later years, the cap numbers were so high for players like Stafford, players even on his own team, like Ndamukong Suh, again on his own team, Calvin Johnson, like a Bradford, like a Larry Fitzgerald, that the team is strapped, is so hamstruck, is so over a barrel that they have to give this huge extension, which they did to Stafford. Stafford got another big deal a few years ago when he had 2 years left on that exploding rookie contract. Now he heads into the last year of that extension. He leverages that to get this major extension here, and he is number one. Matthew Stafford is number one in these categories as we sit here today, and I think for a while at least we see what happens with Cousins next year. I'll get to that in a second, and then Aaron Rodgers and maybe Matt Ryan down the road. But as we sit here today, starting the 2017 NFL season, Matthew Stafford is number one, the highest average per year, again, on the extension years. That's $27 million a year, eclipsing the Andrew Luck, Derek Carr method of $25 million a year. We'll get back to those comparisons in a minute. He has the highest total guarantee ever, $92 million. I'll get to more of that. That was my hope that we would get a fully guaranteed contract. Not quite. But the $92 million is strong. although it's not fully guaranteed. He does have the highest in that, the full guarantee, what we call the guarantee at signing. The moment he signs, he's guaranteed this number, $60.5 million. That's strong, and that's the highest ever. He leads in that category. The fourth category he leads in the history of the NFL, a history of contracts in football, is signing bonus. The number is 50 million dollars. I'll get back to that in a minute. So in those four categories, Matthew Stafford becomes the new leader in the business of sports relating to the NFL, which again has historically lagged behind the NBA and Major League Baseball in terms of contracts, which is something, a bigger issue we need to discuss when we talk about NFL money. Other issues, other details of this contract. By the second year, not only the second year, by March of next year, by a bonus time of next year, early bonus, Matthew Stafford will have secured, locked in, no matter what happens, $86 million. So at the beginning of the night of the 2018 league year, March of 2018, which is what, 8 months from now, 6 months from now, maybe 7 months from now, he'll have locked in $86 million. Start thinking about that. And then you compare that to the recent deals. By that time, Derek Carr will have locked in $47 million. Andrew Luck, having done the deal a year ago, at that moment, the beginning of the second year, March of the second year, had locked in $60 million. So again, strong. 26 more than Andrew Luck. A very strong deal for Matthew Stafford. And here, again, my hope was that there would be a full guarantee on this contract. There's not. I always say, people ask me, what about full guarantees? Well, listen, there are two parts to that. It has to come collectively and individually. Collectively from the union, where I've said this, I keep saying this, I think they just need to hold the owner's feet to the fire to get more money. Once they get collectively more money, which is, quote, guaranteed money, they get more guaranteed money collectively, there will be more guaranteed money individually. That in itself is a podcast, which I'll do at some point. Now, individually, players like Stafford, players like Luck, players like Carr, players like Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, need to push the envelope if we're ever going to have truly guaranteed contracts. What if Tom Condon or Matthew Stafford said, you know what, that $135 million or that $150 million, guarantee it. And the team is going to say, no, no, we're going to go to 92. It's the highest ever. Well, what if he said guarantee it? Are they going to back away? What if he said, are you worried about cutting me in 3 years? Are you worried about cutting me when I'm 32 years old? Those are the kind of questions that agents and teams need to push. Not teams, I'm sorry. Agents and players need to push to try to get this. Everyone asks me, why don't they have fully guaranteed contracts? Well, individually with high leverage, extreme leverage players like this, you need to push the envelope. Not saying, I'm not debasing a $92 million guarantee, but again, it's not a full guarantee. The full guarantee is 60.5. The other 31.5 million guarantee is injury guarantees that are triggered with certain just being on the roster. So they're not guaranteed, but you assume that they will be on the roster. But again, those assumptions are not the same as being guaranteed. Jay Cutler was cut from a contract that at the time we thought with the Bears, we was going to play all the way through. Tony Romo was cut from a contract with the Cowboys that at the time we thought there's no way Tony Romo won't play this out. It happens. Colin Kaepernick, we thought, okay, only 2 years guaranteed, but well, he's going to play through that. Well, he didn't. So these things do happen. We don't know how the Lions are going to feel about Matthew Stafford in 3-4 years. We just don't know. You say now, of course, but they're non-secured. What Stafford was able to get late in the contract is admirable. Again, continuing the strength of this deal, even though the last couple of years aren't guaranteed, they have significant roster bonuses of $10 million each year. So in March, early decision, roster bonuses of $10 million. So the team has to make a decision, which essentially locks them in. They're not going to pay him $10 million and cut him. So they either cut him in March when the market's wide open so he can talk to all the teams, or they keep him. And the guarantees are non-offset. So if they cut him, he gets the guarantees from the Lions. This is earlier in the contract. And he gets whatever he gets from the other teams. So a lot of strength to this contract. Ideally, you dream of that white knight that's going to come along and get the fully guaranteed contract. I don't know who that may be. Our eyes turn to maybe Aaron Rodgers in a couple years. The other thing I want to point out about this contract is that signing bonus. Wow. Great payment terms. When you see contracts, we've never seen a bonus like this, $50 million. But even a bonus of $10, $12, $15, $20, $25 million, you're going to see it spread out over one, maybe two, maybe three, maybe 4 years. We've talked about deferrals before. You know this case of the guy who committed suicide in jail, Aaron Hernandez. Well, the Patriots still owed him money from a deferred signing bonus, which is still in dispute. But here's the deal. With these signing bonuses, they're usually paid out over a long time. Here's the payment terms for Matthew Stafford's $50 million signing bonus. $17 million by September 15th of this year. Okay, so within the next 15 or so days. $17 million coming to him. Nice check there. Another $16.5 million coming to him by November 15th. Okay, so in 2.5 months, he's already got $33.5 million of the signing bonus. Then you get to February 15, 2018, again, only 6 months from now, another $16.5 million. So all 50 paid by February 15th of 2018. Those are tremendous payment terms for the bonus. Matthew Stafford is a lucky man. Here we go. Matthew Stafford is 29 years old. He's been in the league 8 seasons. He has made $111 million. If he plays this through, the $151 million, if he plays this through, the 151 plus 111, what's that, $262 million, to put that in perspective, he'll be 35. If you put that in perspective, Tom Brady, and we can get into all the reasons, I know the Patriots fans have their reasons, $196 million, and he's 40. Matthew Stafford is going to make $256 million. $111 million from, plus $151. That's $266 million by age 35. And the thing about Stafford is we assume, again, no one knows for sure, but he's going to make another deal. You would think at age 35, you're not over the hill as a quarterback. You think he takes good care of himself. We'll see what happens. He is going to get paid again. I have made the argument before this time that Matthew Stafford maybe has as good a chance as any, let's put it that way, has as good a chance as any player in the history of football to go down as the highest earning player in the history of football, in large part due to his draft status and continued strong play. Sam Bradford is in that category, but Bradford's not going to make this kind of deal again. He's kind of tapped out at about a $17, $18 million average. Sam Bradford is in that category. Maybe Matt Ryan when he gets paid again, and of course we'll see what happens with Aaron Rodgers. The deal that may be affected the most, you would think, is Kirk Cousins, who's up after this year, but I've said this before, I think the Redskins may just put a transition tag on him and let the market determine how much he's worth, and if they think it's okay, they'll match the deal again. We can get into it again with Cousins. The Redskins have like him, they don't love him, they're going year to year, it's a ton of money, but they're not socking in, again, this kind of guarantee. Think about it, with Stafford, 60 and 92 on the guarantee numbers, much different than 24, even 44 that Cousins has gotten over the last 2 years with the Redskins. So we'll see what happens. And in terms of this applying to others, I mentioned Ryan with Bradford, even though same agent Tom Cotton, I don't think it's going to have a major impact, but I do think Bradford's going to make more money than any of us think, as he continues to be another winner of the business of football, and that will be with Minnesota, despite Teddy Bridgewater recovering from his injury and seeming to be on the path to playing again. I just think Sam Bradford is blessed like Matthew Stafford in the business of football. Listen, so Matthew Stafford, everyone's saying he hasn't won a playoff game. Everyone's saying he's, whatever, 5-40 against winning teams. One thing I learned negotiating contracts as both an agent and a team executive, it's really fruitless to sort of go into who's better, to sort of have these scouting conversations, to go into this playoff performance. What matters is, what's the leverage? What leverage point are you at? When's the contract up? What's the marketplace like? And what are we going to do without them? So that's a lot of these decisions with quarterbacks. They're so hard to find. They're so hard to find with any productivity and accomplishment early in career that when you find one, you pay him, and the payments are happening. We can debate all we want about Stafford versus Ryan versus Rodgers versus Brady versus Breeze versus all these players. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. He had a year left. He had a big number, $16.5 million. He told him he's not going to negotiate during the season. They were going to face the franchise tag next year, and they chose to do it. Once they chose to do it, we knew it was going to surpass Luck, much more accomplished than Andrew Luck, and we knew this thing was going to be huge, and it was. Again, high expectations for me, even higher than it was, because I thought maybe there's a chance we get $100 million guaranteed, including all the triggers, but 60 at signing, all those categories I mentioned that they broke the barriers. Matthew Stafford becomes the highest paid player in the history of the NFL. We can have our own opinions about Stafford and what he means, but that's where we are. Stafford holds the banner. How long will he have it? We'll see. Aaron's got 2 years left, 3 years left, I believe, through 19. I would think they'd deal with it in 17, having been on that team with that type of player, Brett Favre, I would never let him get within a year and a half, 2 years probably, of sniffing free agency. You just don't want to have that, even the possibility out there, because the player and the agent could say, yeah, I think we'll just wait. I think we'll just see what happens. You don't want that for a player like that. You want him to think about playing somewhere else. So you get to him early. And when you get to him early, you do. The last point I want to make is, having been someone that managed a team salary cap and contracts for 10 years and also consulted with the Eagles on the same issues, I think it's really overrated when you hear these people say, well, you know, you need to build around them. It's hard to have a team with a quarterback making so much money. How do you build around them? You hear things about Tom Brady or even Derek Carr taking less to build around them. Listen. That is the job of the front office, especially the cap management contract people. They make it work. You want to allow your football people, your general manager, your football operations people, to build the team they want, to get the players they want, to get the best people around the quarterback, and not worry about, quote-unquote, can we handle it? We can. That should never be a hindrance. And to talk about someone like Tom Brady and giving money so others can be paid, the Patriots have never been a high-paying team. The Patriots have never paid other players around Tom Brady more than most teams pay other players around their quarterback, even the high-paid quarterbacks. So I think the Detroit Lions, other players besides Matthew Stafford, make more than other players besides Tom Brady, yet Stafford's making almost twice as much as Brady. So these arguments, first of all, it's not the player's responsibility to worry about other players. I understand it sounds good to be all team-oriented, but that's not really what happens in negotiations. Otherwise, you wouldn't have an agent. You would just say, you know, give me whatever you think is fair. So I just think some of that is overrated. It is the job of the front office to manage the team. One of my gifts I hope I left the Packers with was that when Brett left the team and it turned out to be a trade, which no one ever projected, to the Jets after the messy divorce with Aaron coming in, he only left behind $600,000 of dead money, $600,000 of money that was going to be left over from him leaving. Most of these big-time quarterbacks leave a hole in the cap of so much more than that. Tony Romo is going to be $19 million. So you try to manage it for the present and the future. Hopefully we're able to do that in Green Bay. We never were hindered because we had a big, high-paid quarterback. with a cap of 160-something million and going up, having a quarterback making 20-something million shouldn't be such a hindrance. It's your most important player, and you spend – it shouldn't be. Now, where teams get screwed up is all their junk on the cap, not the quarterback money. You know, a team that's carrying all this dead money from players they cut, they gave big contracts and it didn't work out, that's where these things screw up. That's my soliloquy about Matthew Stafford, the biggest contract in the history of the sport. Thought it was worth a podcast in itself. Hopefully I got into it, got behind it, see what it means, sort of debunk the myths about not building a team around him, debunk the myths around whether it matters how good someone is compared to someone else, these debates about personnel and who's better. Hope you enjoyed it. This podcast was brought to you by MyBookie. You know, since I started doing this podcast, everybody asked me what team to bet on. You like the Patriots, you like the Bears, you like the Packers. What do you like? Well, let me tell you this. When you're betting, it's just as important as who you're betting on, where you're betting. So I always tell people to go to MyBookie.ag. MyBookie's been in the business for years. Their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses. So right off the bat, you're making money. You're doing nothing. And the fastest payouts, just 2 days. So I would only recommend a service that's been good to people I know. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. That's MyBookie.ag. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. All new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. So join now at MyBookie. We'll match your deposit with 100% bonus. Visit MyBookie.ag today. Use promo code BUSINESS, lowercase B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, to activate the offer. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie at MyBookie.ag. Thanks for listening to The Business of Sports with Andrew Brandt. You can follow me on Twitter at Andrew Brandt. Listen to the podcast at RossTucker.com, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, wherever you hear your podcasts. And I'll be back next week with another edition of The Business of Sports with Andrew Brandt.
Thanks for listening to The Business of Sports with Andrew Brandt. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. You can also get additional insider insight by listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, Even Money, and College Draft Podcasts, all at RossTucker.com or wherever podcasts are found.
Here at Podcast One, we love hearing from you. We read every tweet and comment you send our way. So don't miss your chance to take our summer listener survey. Just go to PodcastOne.com and click on the survey banner. Or go to PodcastOne.com/mysurvey. It only takes a few minutes, and it gives you the opportunity to make a direct impact on your favorite shows. Tell us how you really feel so we can get to know you better. We value your thoughts and participation. So check out the survey at PodcastOne.com/mysurvey. Or click on the survey banner on Podcast One.com.